Chuck.
We talking about
Charleston.
The Charleston Battery.
Yeah, it's the Chucktown check-in here in Charleston, South Carolina at the Charleston Battery Facilities. Getting ready to check out Charleston and Rangers FC go at it, the international friendly, and for the first time ever, we're all here. How awesome is that? We can all touch each other. We all feel each other. I can rub Seamus and Sam's and Jason's beards.
That was the sound of
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
It was a really nice sound
of
rubbing my beard.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
So, yeah, we're all here. We're all having a good time. We've all checked out some of the sites in Charleston, and we're getting ready to see some quality soccer being played tonight, 7:30, in Charleston. Charleston Battery versus Rangers FC. It's going to be a good time. It's been a crazy day because we've gotten a lot of news today that has been just unexpected. We've got a new Atlanta United player. We've got new guys that and breaking news, it looks like Andrew Carlton may be part of the starting on the game roster at least.
Well, he just tweeted from his Twitter account, pro debut versus Glasgow Rangers tonight, and it's a sweet picture of his locker with a Charleston Battery jersey.
Rocking the 3-0.
Things are happening, folks. And, yeah, as Eric said there with Andrew Carlton, it's just kind of alluded to this whole big news dump we've had today with Atlanta United signing Chris McCann from Wigan Athletic. And that's, according to a lot of the Wigan fans, they seem pretty upset about it. So that seems like a pretty good signing there.
I don't think it was upset. I think it was more, we're going to miss him.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, so maybe a little bit upset, maybe a little bit, oh, I like that guy. But still, it's good to have that. Also good to have all of these Atlanta United players jumping on and possibly playing tonight right up here in Chucktown. So definitely really good to see that. Obviously, we are the Mouths of the South on DirtySouthSoccer.com, the official SB Nation page for Atlanta United. We also cover all things Atlanta soccer and the Charleston Battery. That's why we're here. Sam Franco, Eric Quintana, Jason Smith, and Seamus Grady from the Chucktown check-in. So definitely going to be with you guys for the next 45 minutes or so. Looking forward to watching this game. Looking forward to having Rangers in Charleston. And they've been here, what, like a 10-day training camp or so?
Yeah, they set up for like a 10-day training camp. Got here last week. Getting some good training in this heat. You know, looking at the weather in Scotland, it's like hovering around it right there in the low 50s. Now they're up here, mid to high 90s in humidity, just running around. So, it'll be some good training for him for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely takes some getting used to. And before we dive into today's show, wanted to do the whole rundown. Obviously, you can head to DirtySouthSoccer.com and find all of your Atlanta Soccer and Atlanta United things there. You can follow on Twitter at DirtySouthSoc. Follow along on Snapchat and Instagram as well, because that's those accounts have been taken over by the Mouths of the South. Snapchat at DirtySouthSoc and on Instagram, DirtySouthSoccer. And on Twitter, you can also follow at MOTS Podcast and at DirtySouthSoc. And individually, all of us here, I'm Sam J. Franco on Twitter. Seamus is at Seamus Grady. Jason at Jason is a Smith, and Eric at Eric Quintana 47. So those are the different ways you can get in touch with us. You can also send an email to motspodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsors if you're a soccer shop in Atlanta. Email us motspodcast@gmail.com, and we definitely have one great sponsor in fancentral.net. So definitely get in touch with us. We'd love to work with you. So motspodcast@gmail.com for that. And we are here in the Three Lions Club in Charleston, as right next to the stadium. It's perfect. And myself, Jason, and
literally, it seems like you can watch the game. It's
perfect. And myself, Seamus, walking toward a new board that is just So it's almost overwhelming. Like, you look up at that thing, you're like, man, that thing is huge.
It's a beast board.
It is, it is gigantic for sure.
Don't think your eyes will literally go out.
That's right.
Not a joke.
That's right. And we've also seen plenty of Rangers fans here. It looks like the some folks have made the trip over from Scotland. We saw a Rangers from Orlando sitting out in the parking lot. So your boys might have some choice words for them. No, I'm just kidding.
We hate hooligans on the spot.
I was going to say, we might exchange some words later.
We love trash. Hate hooligans.
And those words will be, can we have some of your tailgate food?
Yes.
That's what we got.
You got Eric over here wearing green.
Yeah, I do. I figured it had to be like the guy that, himself apart. I'm looking to actually buy, some kind of Charleston Battery swag, some kind of gear.
Right on.
To, support. And, this is like the one shirt I had clean because, Seamus doesn't have a laundry machine. And I'm kidding.
I'd be posing.
Let's recap. For anyone that's just joining us now and he's just, sitting down listening to us, let's recap. We Atlanta United got a new signing today, Chris McCann. It looks like Atlanta United has sent all of their young, homegrown guys, O2, Carlton, Gosselin, I can't ever pronounce
Patrick
his name. Patrick Okwunko or something.
Okwunko.
Who else is in the mix? Is that it?
That's it.
They're all in Charleston, and we just saw a tweet from Andrew, his number 30 on the back of a Charleston Battery shirt with his last name,
emblazoned
into the jersey. And of course, that's obviously exciting because that hopefully means, according to his tweet, it's debut, right?
Pro debut versus French. Make you think that he's going to get
gonna
in.
Going to be in a starting lineup, maybe?
That's what I'm thinking.
Ooh, I'm thinking.
That was cool.
I would say, especially with the Battery having a game this weekend, it wouldn't – you got to think that they might play their starters for a few minutes, depending on how the sub situation works, and then immediately you're going to see a lot of these young guys get in and start getting some minutes that they desperately need at the professional level, including Carlton, including O2, including Gosselin, and we're going to see what they have. Hopefully, we're hearing names being subbed in sooner rather than later, and if they started, it would – oh, my gosh. I'd be a kid in a candy store at that point.
The random 20-year-old guys and the bearded men in the stands just freaking out as if we're at a Justin Bieber concert at this point when Carlton runs onto the field.
I know. I mean, it's really great to see him. And
I'll actually do it.
Oh, yeah. There's a double side here. If you want Carlton to start, or if you want to come like the second half, just run all over the tired legs of the Rangers players, give himself a little more confidence.
I've never understood the whole idea of what's good to play young guys. Like, my thought has always been, in the same way that you want to give them the most minutes possible. But there's some people, I swear, like this is the conversation we always had about Christian Pulisic a whole bunch, right? It's like, when should he come on? Should he play in a game where we're getting destroyed? That sort of thing. My thought always is, man, I want to see him the whole time. Like, I want to see Carlton O2. Let's go. Like, put him out there.
Okay, but you got to look at it this way. It is a friendly, and you do have guys that I'm sure would love to play against a team like Rangers. Mm. So I got to think that, I don't know. It just depends on how this game is viewed from the coaching perspective. If it's not a big deal, if it's just another game, if it's kind of a just a fun game to have to throw on here in the middle midweek, then you might just play the young guys. And if not,
you might want to reward your starters.
Exactly. You also might want to do that. Right.
Go out.
Right.
Not only that, give them a chance to be seen by a big European club. So.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I mean, obviously Rangers isn't, Barcelona or anything like that, but it's still going to be a step up in competition for a lot of these guys that they've seen on a day-in, day-out basis. And, yeah, for a very, very interesting to develop a team like this, that's a valuable experience to get at this level.
Same thing I got about sitting on the other end of the
definitely one where there's just a lot more than just what's
there's a lot
going into that. A lot of sociological issues going down there.
So, Seamus, we're obviously up here in the Three Lions Pub. Is it pub or club?
Pub.
Yeah. Three Lions Pub. And what's going on outside right now? We know that some of the supporters groups are already here, but what from your experience, what's going on outside right now?
Well, we walked around. Me, Jason, and Sam gave them a quick tour of the stadium. Aaron, big shout out to Aaron from QAR. He was down there setting up a TIFO, and he won. So right now you got all the supporters groups setting up. They should be kicking off their tailgate right about now. So you got that going on out in the parking lot. It's a party out there. They'll be, you know, playing plenty of Pong and Flipper. And then, you know, the match from what? An hour and a half?
A little over an hour and a half.
Yeah, so it's starting to kick off here. You got more people filing into the pub here as we go along. So should start filling out here soon.
And, you know, one thing I wanted to get to, too, is with payment. I'm sure the many nut folks are watching, and a lot of us might be able to make another impression on Atlanta in terms of maybe guys at Atlanta would take a look. You have an affiliate club for a reason, you know, and there's plenty some guys that I'm sure some ratchet up a little bit on a performance that's team. Today.
Yeah, definitely. There are a lot of guys with a lot of on the team. And, you know, guys like Ferguson, who we talked about before, as being possibly a guy that could get, you know, an invite for a trial, or even a guy like Chang. Chang is a guy that I think.
Chang's passing is on point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been on point lately.
That is a guy Atlanta needs to take a look at.
Well, and some of the things we were looking at, too, with him earlier, just some highlights and stuff we were watching, is really good with the ball at his feet.
Yeah, we were watching some highlights from last year's summer friendly against West Brom. He had that one great move. He made a run in, shot went wide, but he's great with his feet and passing.
You know, Latin players, I believe Cuban.
Correct? Yep.
He's one of these Latin players that has all the flair, and you've got that side of things, and you can do the step overs, make people miss, you know, get past people. But that finishing touch, obviously, is what separates MLS-level or European-level players from playing in, you know, USL and some of the other leagues. Because there's plenty of players all around the United States not playing in MLS that have loads of talent. Got to put the ball in the back of the net.
That's right. I mean, he's definitely got the creation side of his game is there. He's a great passer, ball handler. But, yeah, he just needs to work on finishing those shots. And, you know, talking about, you know, him being from Cuba – Charleston has always been a great springboard for Cuban players. You look at guys like Osvaldo Alonso up in Seattle, came through Charleston. So it's definitely a great opportunity for those guys like Chang, Cordovis, Cooper to, you know, get to the next level.
All right. So we've kind of run down what we're going to do with the game today. You know, we've talked about some of the Atlanta United stuff, but I wanted to dig in a little more, and obviously we will, you know, definitely get back to the Charleston stuff. But I wanted to get back to the Atlanta United stuff and with a signing like a guy like Chris McCann, who we don't know a whole lot about, but we have seen some clips from him now. And he's a guy that seems to, you know, be a box to box type midfielder. And I know that our own Rob Usery had even written an article about how he would like Atlanta United to focus more of their signings in the window on attacking players, attacking prowess. Well, that's all well and good, but you got to have, you know, I make the illusion just because I watch Manchester United a lot, you know, for all the Rooneys, Martials, guys like that, you got to have your Michael Carricks. It's not sexy. It's not a guy that – and I swear, I hear more United fans say, they didn't sell Carrick. He didn't do anything. It's like, do you watch the game? Like, yeah, Carrick is super boring, but he wins the ball and distributes about as well as anybody playing the game right now. So a guy, getting a guy like that, and that seems to be the type of player that Chris McCann is, you get that in, and that definitely helps you out in terms of just having the control of the ball in the middle of the field.
McCann sounds like the kind of player that if you don't have him, you end up losing in MLS, right? Like, he's the kind of guy that the sort of, you know, the utility knife of a player that every MLS team says they want, will try to go out and find, and then is always the unsung hero of most of your starting lineups. And then especially if you can't figure out, like, why it is that your team is struggling, it's usually because you don't have this kind of box-to-box presence that's really, really working hard for you. And, you know, making sure that you don't end up just getting exposed in the back every single time the other team gets the ball. You know, like, you lose possession, you don't have a Chris McCann watching out for your back four. You know, in other leagues, you might have an incredible center back, like a DP center back that's DP caliber center back that's wonderful. But, in you know, in MLS, every now and then you're going to need a little bit of a safety blanket. And I'm hoping that, you know, We all hope that that's exactly what Chris McCann is.
Well, and hopefully this McCann isn't the fun police like another McCann we've had in Atlanta in recent years.
Brian.
I would like for this guy to be, you know, a little more open to fun. And soccer players tend to be more than baseball players.
Well,
anyway.
Here's I love that he is able to play multiple positions. He is very, you know, he can play, you know, anywhere. They were listing the positions he played on the field at one point, and at one point he said he started in the middle, then he went to left, the, you know, like left, just strictly left back, and then it was left winger. So the fact that he is, you know, he is versatile in that sense is good, because you still don't have a coach. You still don't have the core of your team. It's easy to go get a player when you already know what you need.
Yeah.
Atlanta United doesn't know what they need. They just know they need players. So it's to get someone that's versatile, that can play in multiple positions, that can sort of, if they find someone better at that position that he was slotted to play, they can move him to somewhere else and he can still be just as useful. From the highlights we saw, and we only saw a few, but from the highlights we saw, he looked pretty good. He looked like he knew how to pass the ball. He looked like he knew how to shoot. He looked like he had at least,
technically sound.
Yeah, he's technically sound. It's a lot better than what you would normally see in MLS, I think.
Well, it's the biggest knock on MLS most of the time. It's that the players aren't technically sound.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest knock. Unfortunately, that's what you hear all the time. And, I mean, even with U.S. soccer, you know, you watch U.S. soccer playing the Copa America, and you watch the first touches, and it's just nowhere near the level of some of the other leagues and things like that. So getting a guy like this who's come up through – you know, the English way of doing things where they teach you to be this really good technical player, that's only going to serve to help him in the future. And obviously the MLS transfer window, and I said the MLS transfer window.
It's okay.
Hashtag the MLS is the god of the peace.
That's right, yes. but the window's open. So for Atlanta United to go there, that's one thing. But if anything, the signing this really just whetted my appetite for a big signing. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, Atlanta United's got someone, but we need to go out there and make that splash, whether it's, you know, Andres Guardado or whether it's someone else.
Yeah.
You know, you want that name to come in so the pieces of the puzzle really feel like starting to come together. I mean, obviously, you've got O2, you've got Carlton, you've got Junior Burgos, you've got Alexander Tambakis, and now you've got Chris McCann in. So the puzzle's starting to come together a little bit.
It is, but it's still so much of a shell of what's to come. And it's good that – okay, we're 3 days in now to the transfer window, and we've got our first player. And from the light, from the looks of what we've seen on social media and everything like that, it looks like his former fans are not upset, but they're sad that he's leaving.
They're gonna miss him.
There was not, from what I saw initially, and it wasn't a long, but from what I saw initially was a lot of people that were like, oh man, he's a good player. Atlanta United definitely got something in him. So it looks like it's a good signing. Initially. Now, we haven't seen him play. Other than the highlights. So, still a lot to be seen. But it's a good start. And we've talked about this a little bit amongst the, Dirty South Soccer crew. The direction and the players that it seems like Atlanta United is going after is making everyone happy. And it's to the point where, there's been some conversation as to whether or not the expansion draft will still happen. Remember when we had Darren Eales on? He still didn't know. And this was mid-June, I think it was. Mid-June. So we still haven't heard anything about whether there will be an expansion or not. And I want that to happen now. I don't want an expansion draft because I trust the front office of Atlanta United right now to go find players in USL, in NASL, in the American soccer system that would be better than the current – throwaway players you have right now in MLS. So it is something to be said about the future of this franchise when you're talking about good signings super as early as we are.
Throwaway players in MLS, why you got to talk about Pirlo and Lampard that, man? Come on, dude. We're trying to be nice here, Eric.
Best signings ever.
Sam, when you're going to hate like that, you got to throw it to Orlando and not. Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing. I mean, Kaká was a brilliant signing. I can't really turn the dirt on that. What about, or like Nigel de Jong, who just wants to come in and kill everybody. I don't know if you guys saw that challenge, but I mean, it's getting to the point where if I were Don Garber or Infantino or any of these people that have some sort of power in soccer, just ban this guy permanently.
I'd like to clarify, too, that when I said that I want Atlanta United to be the villains of MLS, I don't mean that.
Yeah, you don't mean signing a player who is purposefully going out there and trying to hurt
the exact opposite of that.
Yeah. No, we want to be the class of the league, but also, you know what I mean?
We want to be the guys that go out and get, you know, Christian Ramirez from Minnesota United.
Not to tick anybody off to make a comparison to another sport, but, you know, the Warriors, now that Durant has joined, have become that villain that everybody wants to hate. They're the best team, you know, or at least one of the best teams. So you want to be at that level where, yes, everybody kind of hates on you, but they respect how good you are. And that's where you want to be. So I think that if Atlanta United can get there, obviously it's not going to happen overnight. But, you know, bringing in, again, technically sound players like they bring in with Chris McCann, and it just seems like they're already right off the jump. And you just got to kind of sit back and give a little bit of a round of applause to the front office for being able to go out and see a guy like that whose contract was out with Wigan, who wanted to stay at Wigan, but also believed he was worth more money. And so – he had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, and this is what I've been talking about the past couple of episodes with guys you want to go sign. You want those guys like a Giovinco, you know, the guys that – or even when Obafemi Martins came over to the Seattle Sounders. It's guys that have that chip where they've been disrespected by the league they were in before by guys saying, you're not worth what you're asking for, or we're not going to pay you to that level. So you have those guys, again, that have that chip on their shoulder, and they come over here and really want to play well. And I think that that's what you're going to get with Chris McCann, a guy that, look, wanted to stay at Wigan by all accounts. They didn't think it was worth the money he was asking for. So he's something to prove coming over here. And that, I think, is the most dangerous type of player you can sign for a league like MLS.
I'm very curious to what kind of money he was making over at Wigan.
Yeah, I mean, that's
because, I mean, that's League One. I mean, that's not bad money, but it's not, you know, obviously it's not Premier League money, but it's also, you know, MLS affordable. So I'm curious to how much Atlanta United got him for. If it's, I know that was the dispute. I think the money, the two sides were very far off in terms of how much money they felt he deserved. And I think that's where that would be my question. I hope we didn't overpay for this guy, and I hope we didn't, you know, I hope he's worth the money that we did pay for him.
Yeah, of course. There's no question about it. You don't want to overpay for guys. You know, you don't want to be the team that ends up signing a guy that is over the hill, isn't coming here for the right reasons. Again, coming here for the paycheck, there's going to be players that you sign that are coming over for the paycheck, but also want to come over here and play well. And then there's also guys that probably just want to go hit up Liberty National once a week and you know, play golf and do things like that, that don't really care. I mean, it just seems like it seems like I always pick on NYCFC for that, but what has it gotten them? I know they just won the Hudson River Derby. Good for them.
Hey, man. First in the East, right now.
But that's the thing. It was the Hudson River Derby. After the last time they played the game, they got, what, like
seven to nothing?
That's the thing. They still got a long way to go.
In their own house.
And I think they're getting better.
But Jack Harrison goal, though. I mean,
it was
good God.
Very nice. And hopefully for them, it's kind of starting to turn around here. And there's one theory you can look at when building an MLS team, and I think NYCFC, was it maybe, hey, let's sign these big flashy players to bring ticket sales in while we also kind of start to fund underneath, you know? And so if that's what they're doing, maybe it'll work out for them. I don't think that's the route I would take if I were Atlanta United, but I think maybe for a town like NYC that already had a team established there and that was trying to really break ground and make a name for themselves, doing that might have worked out for them well. But I don't think Atlanta's a tech. Because, look, Atlanta's going to be not to upset any Silverbacks fans out there.
Do that. No.
But
no.
There's not.
I love to do that.
Well, we know you do. But there's not that direct competition. And I'm straight up saying that. The Silverbacks are not direct competition to Atlanta United. They're something different. And Atlanta United's coming in kind of, as I said, the only show in town. So they'll have people coming regardless. I mean, you still want to sign marquee players, but they'll have people coming in regardless. Whereas, and the NYCFC had to kind of do something to work their way into that market.
It makes you wonder how curious are you that as to how the other players you're talking to right now? Because this kind of came out of left field. We had no indication that, Chris McCann was a guy they were even looking at. You know, we've obviously heard all the Guardado rumors, but they're just that. They're rumors. Honestly, they're probably true. If we really look at it, they're probably true. Atlanta, and I mean, it's not a surprise that they would be true. But makes me very curious. Now, one thing that is notable is that he will be joining the team in January, which I think would be around when the training sessions and the preseason starts. So I wonder if he gets loaned out before that. The press release said he would get loaned out, but I don't think he'd be coming to Charleston. Right?
No. The season would be over by then, but he would definitely be a lock for February, the Carolina Challenge, which, I mean, I assume.
Well, he wouldn't go on loan night. He'd be going on loan until January.
He'd be with the team because, in all likelihood, Atlanta's going to be playing here. The affiliate's always a lock for that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and he could be McCann could be a guy that possibly could, on the back half of this MLS season, maybe a team that's making a charge into the playoffs needs a solid player, and so maybe Atlanta loans him. Exactly. Maybe you loan him out. We've seen those short-term loans be successful before all across the world. I remember when, Landon Donovan short-term loans in Everton, he played really well there. Manchester United got Henrik Larsson, I believe, on a short-term loan, and he really helped them out. So, I mean, those short-term loans can really help teams that, are getting ready for the playoffs or getting ready for a final push and just need that one more guy, that one more kind of piece that can help out. So that could definitely be something you see.
Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to let you hear some of the new spots we've got going on, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about this matchup against Charleston Battery and Rangers FC and everything else that's going on around here. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day. I'm glad the weather's holding up. And, again, live from Three Lions Pub in Charleston, this is the Mouthy's Out Podcast and the Chucktown Check-In.
All right, Mouthy's, I've got a question for you. How would you like to get all of your favorite Falcons, Braves, Hawks, Atlanta team merchandise delivered straight to your doorstep? Well, check out FanEssentials.net. All you do is subscribe, then pick your team, and every month you get your team's gear shipped right to your door.
They find the sports gear so you don't have to. Each fan box comes packed full with amazing gear. It makes a great gift for any sports fan. Prices start just at $14.99 and go all the way up to $34.99. Visit FanEssentials.net and use promo code MOTS at checkout for 30% off your first month. Visit FanEssentials.net to get all the essentials you need.
That's right. We got our own promo code MOTS at checkout. Make sure to put that in for your 30% off at FanEssentials.net.
I like goodie boxes.
Yay! All right, thank you to Fan Essential. That's our sponsorship. If you would like to sponsor the Mouths of a Town Check-In, an email, motspodcast@gmail.com. And definitely would love to get on board with anybody out there who wants to take this journey with us. You know, we're still not in our infancy anymore, but we're still... Exactly. Well,
that's good.
That was the crew. Bottom line, obviously we do this for the love of the game. But
I don't pussyfoot around these things.
Yeah, like I said, we do it for the love of the game, but we also do it because we would like to earn some scratch.
Really?
So yeah, just
work on our hashtag brand.
We po.
That's right.
A bunch of sellouts over here.
Yeah, we are. We're totally selling out. So send us an email, mlspodcast@gmail.com, if you would like to, like I said, hop on board. We would definitely love to talk with you and love to work something out. So
as Atlanta, we can come at this from both ways. Today, as Charleston Battery fans and Atlanta United fans, we can sort of look at, obviously, it would be great to win the game. That would be awesome. Against a team like the Rangers, it'd be great. But, Seamus, would you rather see, first team lineup and see, that kind of a dynamic – challenge for essentially what your first team is, or do you want to see some of the younger guys get in there?
Honestly, deep down, as a fan, you want them to go out there and get the upset, go out there and play hard. But
deep down in your soul.
Deep down.
Preach it, brother.
That's right. But realistically though, I mean, I'd like to see those young guys too. I'd love to see Carlton out there, see what he can do, see what O2 can do. Realistically, I think you have to look at it as getting those young guys experience. And it's a game against a big team, a size of a team you wouldn't play normally. But at the end of the day, you're still working towards winning that USL championship. That's the main goal. And you got another match on Saturday. So I mean, you look at it that way, I think you definitely take it as you got to get your young guys playing time.
And against the league leaders too, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Big match.
So we don't have a lineup yet, but do we want to speculate as to what it could be if we just included all the Atlanta United guys?
Yeah, we'll go with Andrew Carlton at the back in all four spots.
That's not it.
We'll throw Jeffrey O2 in three of the midfield spots.
Yeah.
Is your
Klinsmann picking this line?
Yeah, right. I would be shocked if we didn't see Alex starting, to be honest. Just the type of form he's been in the past few matches, and it'll be great for Atlanta United supporters to see what he does against Dave.
And I wonder how many Atlanta United people have basically come out and said that we're coming, or how many tickets they've sold to the Atlanta area that know they're making the trip up here. And I wonder if that had anything to do with it. I have no idea, but I wonder if that had anything to do.
I mean, it's pure speculation at this point. We don't have a starting 11 yet, but I mean, I'm guessing that he would be the starter.
All right, if you put Andrew Carlson up top with maybe Garbanzo.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like a mix and match, or maybe
even Cordovez. I could
Cordovez.
Yeah. We don't know what the Romario Williams' status is right now. He came out of the match on Saturday.
Well, then he's definitely not playing then, right?
Yeah, yeah. He came out with a hamstring, so I would doubt he would be playing in this game, because that's a guy you need going forward as far as USL play.
So you got those two guys up top, and then you got, I imagine, Portillo,
Chang, yeah.
Marini, and then
I would love to see Marini start.
Maybe O2, or is he more of an attacking forward?
Honestly, I don't know.
That's the thing.
We haven't seen him yet.
We've got to say right now that, like,
I thought
O2
he was a winger.
I think all I really heard is, like the only thing I got concrete was he's an attacking player.
Yeah,
so you don't really know what that means.
He's the guy that I'm most excited to see if we get any glimpse at him, just because I don't know what the heck he does, right? Like, I want to know where you would play him. Is he any good at that, you know, at that spot?
Well,
like,
I'll talk about
where does he fit in?
We'll talk about scouting all you want, but I mean, you know, for a guy that's relatively unknown coming from, what was it, Charity Stars FC in Ghana, like, you know, that's. All of that, I guess the what do they call it, the seedy underbelly of soccer, if you will. But you know, it's like the old saying, you know, you don't want to know how the hot dog was made. You just want to eat it. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's one of those where it's like, look, all we care about is, look, the kid is an Atlanta United player now. And like you said, I'm very intrigued to see his style of play, just because we don't know hardly anything about him.
Yeah, and all we've seen since he's got here in Charleston is he's warmed up before every match. He hasn't made the team sheet yet, and he's been here how long? A few weeks?
Yeah, so maybe
going on a month now.
Tonight could be the first night that you maybe see him, and then actually
that would be great.
I mean, honestly, that kid has been full of surprises. The fact that he's was on the team is a surprise itself, because you know, it was never officially announced until after we found out.
I was gonna say that morning that Eric was just perusing the MLS sheet, and he's like, wait a minute, who is that guy?
I thought
there were two players on Atlanta United. What is going on?
And it wasn't just me. It was people all around MLS were just going, when did Atlanta United get a third player?
Hey,
and
it was, give yourself more credit. You broke that story.
I just posted a link on Slack, and you know, it went from there. But hey, you know what? You know what's cool is that you've got this game today, and then you've got did you guys check out the ad in the AJC?
Regarding
10 days from now?
I'm sure certain Nigeria, fans of a certain club in Atlanta were happy about that.
Nigeria,
hashtag octopus.
Nigeria, the U23 Nigerian team taking on Charles Battery at Silverbacks Park, 8 o'clock, July 16th, the Saturday. This is just a precursor of what we will see, you know, in 10 days. And hopefully, if we don't see the young guys in this game, we will see them in the next game. Because they both serve essentially the same purpose. It's both to one, see what your youth guys have, get some playing time for the young guys, and for the Nigerian team, obviously, to get them ready for the Olympics coming up. And it'll be good. It'll be good. No radio spots yet for that game, so we still have to work on that one. But all that stuff is coming nonetheless. It's just good to see, and I really do hope that we get to see a lot of the young guys. It's really cool that Carlton at least is going to be sitting on the bench. He's going to be in a professional jersey. He's going to be hopefully playing in a professional game, and we'll see how that goes.
You know, I really hate doing this on the radio, because it's not – it's like playing the prediction game. You know, it's not like one of those things. But I think at some point, you know, we need to get down to predictions. But it looks like by all the frantic arm waving I'm seeing right now.
We have a starting 11.
We do have a starting lineup.
I've got it here if you know what else. Okay, so Cooper in the back. So no Cam Backus for the Atlanta United. That's the typical back four: Marini, Portillo, and Hackshaw, and Chang in the middle, and then Garbanzo, Cordovez in the top. So it's not a different lineup. It's basically the lineup they usually come out with. Yeah. I wonder what the sub situation is.
Well, yeah, because you never know. Because I think they work it out between the two clubs how many subs they have. So,
and you got to think that, especially if maybe Carlton finishes out the year with the battery, you're going to want to see what he has, what he does. And based off his tweet, he's going to get a chance to play. So hopefully a chance to see him for the first time.
So what we've been talking about for the last 30 minutes, all these Atlanta United players. Hey, none of them. None of them.
You know what? It's fun to speculate.
And while we're on that topic, speaking of speculation, you know, I want to do I hate doing this. I hate prediction radio because it's not like we know what's going to happen across the 90 minutes. But I think it's going to be fun, as in this 90 minutes, I'm going Charleston 3 – Rangers 2.
I'm going to pause you
now. Okay, please do it.
We have breaking news.
Oh, God.
The Rangers starting 9 is out, or starting 11 is out, and the Gooch is in the starting
lineup.
He has made his return.
He's here.
The last time I saw America friendly in the Georgia Dome, when he was on AC Milan, and he got abused the entire game by the little Club America, like really fast, like pacey wingers they had. They were just taking him to task all game, and hopefully for him, this is a career resurgence. Oguchi Onyewu at one point was the future of the back line for U.S. men's soccer. And obviously it didn't work.
Flamed out real quick.
It did flame out extremely quickly. And I think that AC Milan move had a lot to do with it. Like, he just went there and sat on the bench for months and months and months. And we've seen this happen before with U.S. players. Like, Jozy Altidore got ruined in this time in Sunderland.
When was the last time Gooch was on a pro roster? It's been a couple
like
years.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been like a couple years.
I mean, good for him for getting on this.
Yeah,
I'm hopefully impressing enough to get on the field.
But good to see. Good to see that for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm going 3-2 battery tonight. That is my. I think we're going to see a lot of goals. This is what I think happens. You're not going to have a regular squad that is used to this. It's going to attack them. It'll wear on them more throughout the game. But I think Charleston strikes quick. I think they might go, you know, in the first 5 minutes or so, just because this is their home and, you know, they know how to play in this a little more, and it might be a little bit of a shock to the system. I know that the Rangers have been here for a while now, but still, I mean, nothing prepares you for going out and playing in, you know, 90-degree temps with 85-90% humidity, man. Playing in practice and doing that is one thing, where you can go off to the sideline and dunk your head in an ice bat, which we actually saw from the Rangers kind of video recaps of their practices. But, you know, you can't do that in a 90-minute game. You know, you can do it at halftime. But so, and I think that's going to wear on them a little bit, especially, and it might impact them a lot in the beginning. So I like the battery to win this one 3-2.
I'm going to say 2-1. 2-1 battery. And get this. Here's the kicker. Bold prediction. Carlton at the death.
Death! Oh, love that.
That's what we were waiting for.
Love that.
There we go.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'll be contrarian. I'll go 2-1. Rangers.
Yeah, here's
2-1 Rangers.
You say that wearing a green hat.
Come on, man. I'm just trying to be. Look, my predictions on this podcast have gone very poorly. and on the website, too, by the way. I had Austria as my dark horse in the Euros. I need to come back a little bit. So I'm just
David Alaba is not appreciative.
I'm going to go chalk.
All right, so it's going to be a one goal difference in terms of the result of this match, because that's how every game has gone for the battery. The last, 90% of their matches this year have been decided by one goal. And if it wasn't a draw, but I also, if I'm being realistic, there hasn't been a lot of attacking prowess from the battery lately. I know that they had a 2-goal first half last week, but before then there was not much going. So maybe some of the youthful characters in the squad today, you know, push the ball up forward and you know, they get lucky or they really shine. But I gotta think like 1-0. 2-1, something like that. I don't know who would win, but if I had to pick, just based off the way Battery's been playing, this is a good chance for them to really try to step up against, in a game that doesn't matter, and against a team that obviously is quality, to see how much attack you can impose on the opponent.
See, I'm trying to take a stand against myself, because the last few competitive soccer games I've been to have not worked out well for me on the other side of things, like, you know, the U.S.
Oh, boy.
Jamaica. Well, I know, right? U.S. Jamaica, you know, 2-1 Jamaica, and the USA Colombia game in Santa Clara I went to was 2-0 Colombia. Ecuador Brazil was 0-0. So I haven't really seen a lot of goals. So that's why I go 3 for Charleston. I'm trying to positive reinforce here, you know. But yeah, 3 goals in Charleston. Really good. We'll set. Hopefully they end up doing that, and then that would be great. And we're talking about good for Oguchi Onyewu. You know, I think a lot of the times with U.S. soccer, the narrative becomes one of vitriol, where players that don't do well or that fall off, like a lot of the fans, like, get mad at them for it. And it's like, look, I'm not mad at Freddie Adu for not panning out to be what Sports Illustrated said he could be at 14 years old. I wish it had worked out differently, but I don't think it's any fault of his own, unless, you know, maybe he's not as hard of a worker or whatever that you would think. But Ogunchanye was a guy who's definitely had his ups and downs. And if he can come through and contribute at Rangers, that would be really great for him. I don't know if he ever works his way back into the U.S. men's national team discussion, but at least for him, he's a guy that can go out there and still play the game that he loves, kind of similarly to Charlie Davies after he went through down.
How old is he now?
That's a good question. It can't be.
He's like 31, 32.
Yeah. So he's too old. Yeah.
I was going to say, look, I want him to do well and everything.
Saying,
I'm a distance.
34.
I was just thinking, well, Clemson loves the guys that play overseas, so yeah, maybe he gets back into good graces. But no.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for Atlanta United.
No,
have fun in
Scotland.
I love wishing him the best.
Got nothing but love for you, my man.
Yeah. I can love with you. Do your thing.
Here's the thing we didn't talk about, and it's a chance for guys that, you know, we think will probably get a call up to the, you know, preseason training sessions with Atlanta United. This is a chance to really prove what you can bring to the table when it comes to quality opponents. I know that. We know that Rangers isn't, you know, on the same level as any MLS team. But still, be able to perform against a team like this would really show what you can do in a league like MLS. So it's a chance for Ferguson, for, you know, Portillo, for any of the two forwards, basically anyone on the field tonight.
Wait, you're saying Rangers isn't as good as an MLS team?
No. I'm saying that MLS teams aren't.
Say it a little louder.
I was about to say, hold on, let me go grab these old firm folks over here before I say that again.
No, I meant that.
You meant it the other way around. You're saying
what
Rangers.
What did I say?
The way you said it, it sounded like you were saying MLS clubs are better than Rangers.
No, that's not.
You're saying
I meant
the other way around.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Just making sure. I was like,
bold,
wait a minute.
Bold prediction.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, okay.
I'm going to have to rewind the table now. I was pretty sure I said that the right way.
Rangers wouldn't even make the playoffs in MLS. Come on, man.
Mostly because they don't know what playoffs are.
That's
too much parity in MLS for the Rangers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's correct. That is correct. So we've given you our predictions that are sure to go wrong. And I guess one thing I can tell Atlanta United fans that are listening to us is come up here and watch a game. This is a very nice stadium. You're going to get to see some of the players that will be on Atlanta United. There are, I'm sure, plenty of good times to come this summer to come up here and watch a game. So, you know, come up to Charleston, check out a game, come in here and try and get yourself in the Three Lions Club, because this place is incredible in terms of all the old soccer memorabilia they have. I mean, in the room we're sitting in right now, I see an old-school Arsenal jersey. I can't tell what that one is. Is that Jamaica?
Norwich.
Okay, we got Norwich. We got an old-school England David Beckham jersey right in front of us. A Netherlands kit from back in the day. Edgar Davids is up there. You got a Tampa Bay Mutiny kit from the Carlos Valderrama days.
Okay, all right. Time out. Over under $3 million of, you know, quality merchandise.
Oh, yeah. I got to go. Yeah.
I tell you what, it's almost more of a museum.
No, I know, but if you try all this stuff, how much do you think?
Under $3 million.
Under $3 million?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some good stuff in here.
It's like the pure, like, quantity.
He's got a Brazil
stuff.
World Cup ball from the 60s.
That's a good point. I don't know about. I mean, $3 million's a lot of money.
There's a lot of stuff. Look at that. The England jersey alone. How many signatures are on that England jersey?
I think one of the coolest things I saw, they have one of those Newcastle jerseys that has the Newcastle, you know, Brown Ale logo on it, which is always a really good look. They had some really classic, like, Wimbledon kits. Shout out to Akinfenwa.
Hit him up.
But, yeah, exactly. sign Akinfenwa.
I think if Darren Rovell walked into this bar, he would pass out.
Yeah. No, yeah, he would pass out, and then he would – yeah, I was going to say, he would pass out, and then his Twitter account would go nuclear for a little while. So we're coming up on it here. Any parting shots?
No, we're good. Sorry for the technical difficulty earlier. Thankfully, we got that figured out and organized. Hopefully, we'll be able to do it again sometime in the near future.
Don't forget, follow along Dirty South Sock on Snapchat. You can also follow us on Instagram, Dirty South Soccer. We will be hitting it hard and heavy with the content via those two social media avenues. Also, follow us on Twitter at MOTS Podcast. So three different avenues where we are going to be hitting it hard and
We're also all going to be all on Twitter during the game, so get ready.
On social means.
We'll try to give you guys some Andrew Carlton sweet moves. And
all right, so we'll run them down if you want to follow along. Yeah, we'll tweet from MOTS, but
we'll also tweet from our individuals. We'll talk Andrew Carlton just for you guys.
That's exactly right. at Sam J. Franco, at Seamus Grady, at Jason Smith, at Eric Quintana 47, and at MOTS Podcast Twitter. Also, one more time, Snapchat, Dirty South Sock, that's SOC, and Instagram, Dirty South Soccer. So all of those different ways, we will be keeping you abreast of all of the activities going on. It's about time for us to go tailgate. So while this has been real, folks, we're ready to get drunk. That is exactly right.
Shots.
Thank you so much for joining us. Dale, no para la fiesta. Don't stop the party.
Oh my God.
And we'll check in with you guys again. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, Seamus, you've been a gracious host for us. So thank you for having us. And
absolutely.
And we will definitely be back in.
Don't give them that much credit. Come on.
Come on.
All of the smack talking aside, thank you guys for listening, and we look forward to this game time. Look forward to talking to you again soon with hopefully more Atlanta United players, maybe a Guardado, maybe somebody else. Maybe we'll have some more players the next time we talk to you. So Atlanta and Charleston and wherever you may be, take her easy. Go Battery, and we will talk to you again soon.
Free wings. Nobody likes Pitbull.
All right, Mouthies, I've got a question for you. How would you like to get all of your favorite Falcons, Braves, Hawks, Atlanta team merchandise delivered straight to your doorstep? Well, check out FanEssentials.net. All you do is subscribe, then pick your team, and every month you get your team's gear shipped right to your door.
They find the sports gear so you don't have to. Each fan box comes packed full with amazing gear. It makes a great gift for any sports fan. Prices start just at $14.99 and go all the way up to $34.99. Visit FanEssentials.net and use promo code MOTS at checkout for 30% off your first month. Visit FanEssentials.net to get all the essentials you need.
That's right. We got our own promo code MOTS at checkout. Make sure to put that in for your 30% off at FanEssentials.net.
I like goodie boxes.
Yay!